вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием. Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. Despite all the disadvantages, I believe that modern media can be a great source of inspiration for all of us, especially for young people. The internet provides us with online documentaries, educational films, helpful advice, and inspiring stories. Print and broadcast media educate and help teens to find answers to any questions they have or solve a particular problem. Reliable sources also teach young people to overcome their problems and manage fears. It's a good idea to watch films based on real life about people who achieved great success. Speaker B.
Social media may have the worst effect on youngsters' minds, so I do not allow my children to use them. Recent research suggests that the excessive use of social networks may lead to serious addiction and deep psychological problems in the end. Most teens eagerly post pictures or videos or share their feelings about certain events online and eagerly wait for likes, shares, and comments. Such activities boost their brain's reward system and increase dopamine levels. It leads to media addiction in the long run. I want my children to be mentally healthy.
Speaker C. When we talk about modern media, we should keep in mind that they have become more aggressive and violent than before. A recent study proves that violent TV shows and films lead to an increase in children's erratic and aggressive behavior. The same applies to video or computer games. They alter teens' behavior and can make them violent. Although all media content, like shows, films, or games, is age-rated, few parents pay attention to what their children watch or play. This is a serious problem that everyone has to pay attention to. Speaker D.
Today's media are a positive thing for everyone, especially teens. If we take social media platforms like ВКонтакте or Одноклассники, they give the opportunity to communicate with people of similar interests all over the world. For teens, sharing the same interest in social media is important and cool. Most of them consider such interaction entertaining and satisfying for their self-expression. Another important point is that social media increase young people's confidence and self-esteem that are necessary for their future. However, parents should be aware of the communities their kids join.
Speaker E. The biggest disadvantage of modern media is that they can be easily accessed by people of all ages. Thus, children and teens have access to explicit or age-restricted content. This is a big problem with people who grow up in dysfunctional families, where parents and family members do not care what their children do. I believe that school should teach children how to use the media correctly. Parents should also be aware of this. Otherwise, we may get a new generation of mentally disordered people. Speaker F.
Surely, there are advantages and disadvantages of today's media, but I'd like to point out one important advantage. In fact, modern media share lots of information on a healthy lifestyle. Living a healthy life has been a hot topic for many years, and it's a positive thing. A young person paying attention to such information is more likely to become aware of such mental and physical issues as stress, depression, obesity, and find out the way to solve them. This will help teens to stay informed and make healthy lifestyle choices.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A. Despite all the disadvantages, I believe that modern media can be a great source of inspiration for all of us, especially for young people. The internet provides us with online documentaries, educational films, helpful advice, and inspiring stories. Print and broadcast media educate and help teens to find answers to any questions they have or solve a particular problem. Reliable sources also teach young people to overcome their problems and manage fears. It's a good idea to watch films based on real life about people who achieved great success. Speaker B.
Social media may have the worst effect on youngsters' minds, so I do not allow my children to use them. Recent research suggests that the excessive use of social networks may lead to serious addiction and deep psychological problems in the end. Most teens eagerly post pictures or videos or share their feelings about certain events online and eagerly wait for likes, shares, and comments. Such activities boost their brain's reward system and increase dopamine levels. It leads to media addiction in the long run. I want my children to be mentally healthy.
Speaker C. When we talk about modern media, we should keep in mind that they have become more aggressive and violent than before. A recent study proves that violent TV shows and films lead to an increase in children's erratic and aggressive behavior. The same applies to video or computer games. They alter teens' behavior and can make them violent. Although all media content, like shows, films, or games, is age-rated, few parents pay attention to what their children watch or play. This is a serious problem that everyone has to pay attention to. Speaker D.
Today's media are a positive thing for everyone, especially teens. If we take social media platforms like ВКонтакте or Одноклассники, they give the opportunity to communicate with people of similar interests all over the world. For teens, sharing the same interest in social media is important and cool. Most of them consider such interaction entertaining and satisfying for their self-expression. Another important point is that social media increase young people's confidence and self-esteem that are necessary for their future. However, parents should be aware of the communities their kids join.
Speaker E. The biggest disadvantage of modern media is that they can be easily accessed by people of all ages. Thus, children and teens have access to explicit or age-restricted content. This is a big problem with people who grow up in dysfunctional families, where parents and family members do not care what their children do. I believe that schools should teach children how to use the media correctly. Parents should also be aware of this. Otherwise, we may get a new generation of mentally disordered people. Speaker F.
Surely, there are advantages and disadvantages of today's media, but I'd like to point out one important advantage. In fact, modern media share lots of information on a healthy lifestyle. Living a healthy life has been a hot topic for many years, and it's a positive thing. A young person paying attention to such information is more likely to become aware of such mental and physical issues as stress, depression, obesity, and find out the way to solve them. This will help teens to stay informed and make healthy lifestyle choices.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. Время, отведенное на выполнение задания, истекло.